This is your KUTX Soundcheck. The Austin Record Convention has announced the dates for one of Austin's most anticipated semi-annual events. The convention returns to the Palmer Event Center Saturday, June 18th and Sunday, June 19th. Over 1 million records, cassettes, CDs, 8-track tapes, posters, and other delectable collectibles will be sold by over 500 vendors from the U.S. and Europe. Want to have some extra VIP time to shop the convention? For just $30, you can get a full day's jumpstart perusing and purchasing the wares of the event and get into the event 2 hours early each day. How do you get your company's stock to rise while you're losing money? According to Pandora Radio, just make it seem like you might be merging with someone better and larger. Pandora's stocks have risen 32% in the past 3 weeks, and while the stock price is still lower than it was a year ago, recent rumors and calls from investors are vaguely pointing to a potential merger, potentially with SiriusXM Radio. Though it seems like nothing is officially in gear to merge, as the call of investors becomes louder and the company has a new CEO as of the last couple of months, who knows what'll come out of Pandora's box. Surfer Blood guitarist Thomas Facchetti passed away 2 nights ago after a long and arduous battle with sarcoma, a rare form of cancer. Facchetti had major surgery last year to remove a large tumor from his abdomen, but even so, the cancer spread to his lungs and spine. Facchetti was a founding member of Surfer Blood in 2009, performed on all 3 albums, and only left the band after his diagnosis to endure treatment. Facchetti was 27. Soundcheck is produced by Jack Anderson and written and hosted by me, Taylor Wallace, for KUTX.